Hey, Domosama, this is Anchor Nation Next Gen. Hey, this is Michael Conway, the Adu Manarch of Adu Manarch Podcast Radio, and I am calling in to say good morning to you. And, you know, also, to let you know that today has been brought to you by Waffles. Pancakes leaving you flat? Waffles. The sexy pancake. But really, to talk on your deal, you also got to work smart. Because if you just work hard, you work hard all you want. I worked hard at one job, but for the failure to buy a $50 item, I missed out on a $45,000 a year job. Peace.
Michael Conway, MC Conway KT on the mic. Yeah, man, work smart and operate under your own wing. It's a great, great, great topic to talk about. And actually, that's brought up a question. Bobby was talking about the sixth word. What's your path to work smart? What's your time savers that help you work smarter?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Domosama coming at you from Anchor Nation Next Generation. And I just want to say what's up to Anchor in the world over here on my Anchor interview. I love what my bro KT's over here doing. It's the same thing he did over here with the Next Gen. He founded something, he built it, and now he's ready to take the world by storm. So guys, please come check out the Anchor Nation Next Generation and see what KT has going on over here with me, Domosama. I'd love to hear from you guys. So please hit me up, man.
I want to shout out my Anchor intro for listening in to our stuff today, but not only that, for giving us the opportunity to publish that call-in. Domo did a great job with that call-in. Appreciate his time and effort to do that, and thank you to David Dixon for publishing it. Let's do some shout-outs because we back. Good morning this evening. And this podcast is presented by Vinegar. Oil leaving you flat? Vinegar, the sexy oil. Just to Shane over at 318 Radio, appreciate his time and dedication to the show. And let us know, Shane, what are some time savers or your six words of life to get you up and started? Shout out to the guy who, you know, runs the show. You already know, it's KT. Shout out to Bobby over at Lighthouse Reflections. Bobby, thank you for echoing our segment, our Domo segment today about the six words of life. I put mine in. Domo put his in. And we're asking a question also. What are some time savers you do throughout the course of the day that helps you work smarter? This has been inspired by Michael Conway and the Next Gen. So thanks for the opportunity and thank you for being so supportive. Shout out to the Bible Learning Cup. Thank you for tuning in. And let us know, what are some time supports or time savers to help you get through your day? Shout out to Hillary Boyd. Thank you for listening in to the Next Gen. As always, let us know, what are some time savers that help you get through your day? Hi, I'm Josh Wendt, and this is Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. On tonight's show, Oklahoma. What's up, buddy? Doing my best, Josh Wendt. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being supportive. Keep it easy, brother. And what are some time savers to help you get through your day? Let us know. Call in. Feel free. Team of Talks, thanks for listening in. Appreciate you. And let us know, what are some time savers that help you get through your day? Some Hopeful Mentor, thank you so much for listening in to Next Gen. Appreciate you. That's going to conclude it for tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Next Gen signing off.
Anchor Nation, Next Generation, this is Alan with Sentient Future. In my experience, this is how you master time. First, don't do what doesn't need to be done. Second, delegate what you don't need to do. Third, if something can be done in 2 minutes, do it now. Fourth, if you're going to do it, schedule time for it so you can focus your attention. Fifth, don't multitask, single task. Sixth, but embrace parallel processing. Start passive processes before you start working on active ones. Examples of passive ones would be the dishwasher or the washing machine, or transit if you're not driving. Seventh, audit your time and compare it to what you value. Are you getting the greatest return, utility, or fulfillment out of how you spend your time? Eighth, find a way to use your minutes. We have a ton of 3-minute breaks throughout the day. How do we use them to chip away at a big project? Ninth, be mindful of your rate of productivity. Do you work faster or better in the morning or in the afternoon? And 10th, infuse habits into your life so things get done without you having to think about them. Thanks for the great question, guys. This is my passion and specialty. Sentient Future out.
Alan Future, thank you. Man, there's a lot of tips we had to digest there. Probably got to get you on a call to make it a little more clear for the viewer, but that you're spot on, dude. I mean, don't want to get too passive. You don't want to be too passive-aggressive. And it's important to stay on top of these things. Anyway, man, thank you for calling in. We'll get you on a call soon. Keep doing your thing. Keep rocking and rolling. And thank you. So, guys, just a real quick heads up. You guys got a time saver or whatever you want to do to save time. Doesn't have to be just one person. It could be anything or one thing. Call and let us know. We'll be glad to answer, and we got time. We'll get you on the show. That's all for now. Peace.